Welcome back to our pregame show. Brian Schultz joined by Nick Cardelli of the Beavers. Scored the sixth Beaver goal yesterday in the 6-3 win over Michigan Tech. Congratulations on the goal.
Thank you, Schultz.
They say the shift after a goal defensively is one of the most important shifts of the year. You guys proved the shift offensively after a goal was important. How big was that minute and a half stretch?
Yeah, that was huge. We had all four lines rolling there for a couple shifts. We were getting on their D, causing turnovers, and we were making them pay by putting the puck in the back of the net. So that was huge to get a little bit of a comfort there in the second period, and we kind of hung on from there.
They were within an eyelash of getting it back to 6-4 about midway through that third period. Defensively, what'd you like best about how you guys played?
To be honest, if that was a big save by Drizzy there. If he doesn't make that save, it's 6-4 with 8-9 minutes left in the third, and it's a whole different hockey game. So kudos to Drizzy there for making that save and keeping us having a 3-goal lead there.
You would think that your first game in almost 3 weeks, you wouldn't have the jump that you guys had. How are your legs right now?
Definitely a little tight, cramping up a bit, but we'll cool down here after the game today and stretch out and get ready for tomorrow.
What's been the hardest part about 3 weeks of just practice?
Just kind of staying with it, because we're not sure if we're playing every weekend or the next weekend. We don't know when our next game will be, so we just kind of got to take it day by day and work hard, come to the rink, and have a good mindset, because if we do that, then we're going to come together as a team and get more victories like we did tonight.
It's a hard transition for any freshman coming in any year, but this year's got to be just ridiculously hard for these guys. I mean, nothing is normal. How have all you veterans tried to help them through this?
Yeah, obviously it's pretty hard for them, but we're just, we just got to be, be good teammates and help them out if they need anything. Obviously they're in the dorms and it's a little different than when we were in the dorms, but we're always there for them, and if they have any questions, that they can come to us.
One of the listeners emailed us during the game yesterday and said, you guys are talking about the piped-in crowd noise and how weird it is and you don't like it. They said, what's it like for the players? I'm like, they haven't played in so long, I haven't even asked them. What's it like playing in here with fake crowd noise?
To be honest, I don't mind it. It's not that different. I mean, once you're out there, you're kind of focused on your shift, and you hear the crowd noise, but I mean, it sounds real, so it's kind of cool that they have that going, and we get to hear that.
Is it hard to bring your own energy knowing that there isn't any coming from the stands?
I don't think so. I think we know that. It's December. It's the middle of December, and this was our second game last night, so. We know we just want to play. We just want to play. So every time we get the chance to play, we're amped up and we're jacked up. So I think that's our biggest key there.
As you and I record this, you guys haven't watched film yet from the game. But you personally, since who knows what the coach is going to come up and find as he watches the video. But you personally, where do you want to be better today than you were yesterday?
I think we could be a little bit better in the D zone. I think once we look at it tomorrow, I think the scoring chances are going to be pretty even. So I mean, the difference last night was we just capitalized on our opportunities instead of they didn't. So I think if we tighten it up in the D zone and go from there, we'll be better.
Best of luck.
Thank you, Schultz.